Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Pei Dalet, and we are at the Mishnah, three lines from the top of Daf Pei Dalet Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Dvorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, and Moshe Abba Ben Dvorah. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shragi Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned Ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadal Chaim Toivim, Rav Moshe Chaim. So the Mishnah is continuing to discuss halachos related to the Karban Pesach, specifically what part of the animal was considered basar and what part of the animal is not considered basar. L'may nafgamina, if it's considered basar or not, very straightforward. The mitzvah is to eat the basar of the Karban Pesach. So if it's basar and you eat it, you fulfilled your mitzvah. If it's not basar and you eat it, you didn't fulfill your mitzvah. Another nafkamina is noisar. You're not allowed to leave any leftovers, but only of basar. So if you didn't eat it and it's basar, you violated the isser of noisar, which means, it also means you have the mitzvah saseh of ha-noisar mimenu ha-boikub eish desroifu. Now you have to go ahead and burn it. If it's not basar, then it's not included in the isser noisar, and it wouldn't be included in the mitzvah of be'esh tisroifu. So says the Mishnah, how do you know which part of the animal is considered basar? Kol ha-nechel b'shar ha-godol, ye'ochel b'gdi arach. In the event that the Karban Pesach being used is a goat, so the Karban Pesach can be either a sheep, or it can be a goat. In the event that it's a goat, even if it's a very soft goat, in which case, almost all of it is going to be roi l'achila, because younger animals, their meat is more tender. As a result, it's more likely that it would be roi l'achila. However, just because it's soft with this young goat that you're eating right now, doesn't necessarily mean that it's treated as basar. But rather, the barometer is, what would be this part of the animal if it wasn't a young goat, but rather it was a large ox? Would it be roi l'achila? So if it would be roi l'achila in the event that it was a shor hagadol, then it's considered oichel as it relates to a gedi harach. Otherwise, it would not be considered oichel. Now, incidentally, this tliya is a little bit interesting because when a goat grows up and becomes big, it doesn't turn into a large ox. An ox and a goat are two different animals in the animal kingdom. So the fact that we're saying that the part of the goat that will be hard and not roi l'achila in a shor hagadol means that even though now it's roi l'achila, still it's going to be okay, is clearly a little bit of a chiddush. Stating that, that's what the Mishnah says. That any part of the goat that had it been part of a shor hagadol would be roi l'achila is considered basar. Any part of the goat that had been part of the shor hagadol would not be considered roi l'achila is not. V'roshei knafayim v'haschusim. And then the Mishnah very cryptically says that the roshei knafayim, those are the shoulder blades of the animal, the aschusim are the cartilage of the animal. Those two, it sounds like what the Mishnah is saying, is also considered roi l'achila. Zok Dimar, Rabba Rami. Rabba didn't understand how to read the Mishnah. Found the beginning of the Mishnah says, any part of the gedi that had it been part of a shor hagadol would be roi l'achila is considered basar with the gedi arach as well. V'she'ini necholoi, clearly implying that if it's a part of the gedi that even though now is roi l'achila, but if it was part of a shor hagadol, would not be roi l'achila. You can't be yoytze the mitzvah. Ema seifa. Then how do you read the next words of the seifa? Roshik nafayim v'aschusim. And it sounds like what the Mishnah is saying is that you could fulfill the mitzvah of achilas karban pasach with that meat. V'ha'hani lo imasach b'shor hagadol. The mitzvah is that the roshik nafayim and the schusim of the shor hagadol are not roi l'achila. So based on the rule that the Mishnah said in the Reisha, why is it that you could fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach with the Roshei Knafayim and the Schusim? So sometimes when the Gemara asks the Stira, it's a Mishnah to another Mishnah, a Mishnah to a Braisa, you're learning Psachim, and then we throw in a Sugim, Mesachtes Kalim, or Machshirim. This is literally one word to the next. How do you read the Mishnah? That essentially was Rabba's question. So the Gemara says, Elotanoi, you have to say that we're missing some language, some verbiage in the Mishnah, and really the Mishnah is not just expressing the opinion of one Tana, which it sounded like it is, but it's expressing the opinion of two Tana. This is where you read the Mishnah. Any part of the animal that if it was part of a shor hagadol would be roi l'achila, so it's considered roi l'achila, it's considered basar when it's in a gedi arach. In the event that if it was part of a shor hagadol wouldn't be roi l'achila, it's not considered. This is the other shita. Af roshei knafayim v'aschusim. The Yesh Oimrim says that even the roshei knafayim and the schusim, meaning even though those parts of the shor hagadol are not roi l'achila, af al pikein, if it's in a gedi harach, if that's your karban pesach, you could fulfill the mitzvah. Now, notice the Yesh HaEmrim doesn't argue with the entire rule of the Reisha. The Yesh HaEmrim just picked two things. Yesh HaEmrim af Rashi Knafayim v'aschusim. So what's unique about Rashi Knafayim and Schusim? So Rashi says, the first Rashi in the Gemara, Hayul u'b'shor ha'gadol gufe mis'achle b'shliko. Being that these two things, even though in Asher HaGadol they wouldn't be Roi L'Achila, but there's a way to make them Roi L'Achila. How so? Shlika. What does Shlika mean? Bishl Yeser. If you cook it, and you cook it more, and then you overcook it, so at some point, the cooking is going to soften it, and it's going to make it Roi L'Achila. So the Tanakhama holds that if you have any part of the Gedi Arach, that if it was part of Asher HaGadol, it wouldn't be Roi L'Achila, then the halacha is, you can't be yoytza mitzvahs karban pasach. What if it's not roi l'achila, but if I cook it a lot, it becomes roi l'achila? I don't care. It's still not going to be okay. The Yesh HaEmrim, the second shita, the Mishnah says, I agree that we look at the Gedi Arach not in a vacuum, but rather relative to what these body parts are going to be if they were in a Asher HaGadol. But one knech, and that is, in the event that if it was part of a Asher HaGadol, it wouldn't be roi l'achila, but ayidei bishul yoyser, it would be roi l'achila, that would be enough to treat it right now as being Roi L'Achila. So that's the teretz to the stira. Rabbi Rami, how do you read the first line of the Mishnah, the second line of the Mishnah? You don't. It's two different opinions. The resh of the Mishnah is one shita, the Yesh HaEmrim's arguing. Rava Amar, Rava says that once we're going to go down this road, and we're going to say Rosh HaKnafayim and Schusim are a little bit different than your typical part of Asher HaGadol that's not Roi L'Achila. Why is it different? Because Ayidei Bishul Yoyser, it is Roi L'Achila. So there's no reason to make two shitas in the Mishnah. The Mishnah could be one shita, and we could read the Mishnah as follows. Ma hein ketani, v'hachi ketani. Kol ha'nechal b'Asher HaGadol, mishlaka. What the Mishnah is saying is in any part of the Rach, that if it was in Asher HaGadol, it would be nechal. Even if it was nechal ayidei shloka, ayidei a lot of bishul, yeyachal b'gdi harach bitzli, it could be eaten b'gdi harach, even though the gdi harach is not being cooked, it's being roasted. So that even though that with the Asher HaGadol, the only way it would be roi l'achila is if you cooked it, and now you're not cooking it, now you're roasting it, but that would be enough. Umahin, what's an example of that? What's an example of a part of Asher HaGadol that wouldn't be roi l'achila ayidei tzli, it would be roi l'achila ayidei shlika, rashi knafayim v'haschusim, says the Gemara, Tanya kavasei derava. So essentially, the teretz to the stira is really one teretz, but a machlokes between Rabba and Rava, what the knech of the teretz is. Meaning, there's something that had it been part of Asher HaGadol would not be roi l'achila at all. Then the halacha is, if you have it in the Gdi Arach, even though in the Gdi Arach it is roi l'achila, you still can't fulfill your mitzvah. What would be if it was in Asher HaGadol, it wouldn't be roi l'achila, but ayidei bishul yoyser would be roi l'achila. That's the safe of the Mishnah when it says Rosh HaKnafayim v'aschusim. The machloikis Rav and Rav is that a yesh oimrim? It's a second shita, as if there's a machloikis regarding this, or is it just a mahen katani? It's really only one shita. Rav said it's a second shita, and the Mishnah is really expressing two different opinions. Rav says no, the safe is just the hezber in the reisha. So the Gemara says you have a machloikis Amiram. Had to understand the Mishnah. So what was the first move that Amiram always did? Maybe there's a brisa somewhere that clarifies this point. Right, the Mishnayos and the brisas very often were saying the same thing, albeit in different language, and sometimes the subtlety that Amiram argued about in the Mishnah was very easily proven from a brisa. So, the Gemara, precisely that. Tanya kavasi de Rava. There's a mefurish brisa like Rava. Kol anechal b'Asher HaGadol b'shloka. Any part of the animal that if it was part of the Asher HaGadol, it could be eaten, even al yidei bishul. Yeyachal b'gdi arach. That's considered basi. You could eat it if it's part of the arach, even b'tzli, even though the gdi arach had be roast. Mahe, what's an example that Rashi can find? Vaschutzim, v'gidim arachin, nidoinim kabasa. What about the gidin arachin, the soft sinews that treated like basa? Itma, gidin shesayfil hakashas. What would be if you have a carbon pasach and you have gidin, these gidin right now, because the animal's so young, right? The carbon pasach was a year old. It was very young. So because it's so young, so these gidin are soft, they're edible. However, they're at some point going to become inedible. Rashi says an example of this would be the gidin of the tzavar that we saw in yesterday's daf, the gidin that are inside the neck of the animal. So right now they're roi l'achila, but eventually they're not going to be. Rabbi Yochanan says it's considered basar for the carbon pasach. Meaning you can count it as basar so that if you need a piece of meat for someone to RSVP, he can use this piece of meat. It doesn't count as what Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yechon says it counts basar hashlos lina. We look at the situation right now. Right now it's roi lachilo, so it's considered basar. Reish Lakish inim nalem. Reish Lakish said it doesn't count because basar b'soifas lina. We don't look at the way it is right now. We look at where it's going. And where is it going? It's soifel hachshis. It's going to be hard. At that point, it's going to be like a piece of wood, a shtikolz. It's not going to be roi lachilo. It's not going to be roi lachilo. So that's why you don't treat it as basar. So Rabbi Yechon says you look at now. Reish Lakish says you look at where it's going. Now this is obviously related to our Mishnah. So immediately, Eisvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechon. So Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yechon, basar hashlos lina. It's not the Mishnah. What the Mishnah is called? Nechav b'shar agadu yachav b'di arach. U'mahi rashik nevayim v'as chusin. Haniyin avul gidin sir soifa lahakshis loy. It sounds clear from the Mishnah that any gid that soifa lahakshis is not going to be okay. Meaning, when you look at a gidi, you can't look at it, is this right now roi lachilo, not roi lachilo? You even have to ask yourself, what would be if it was an ashar agadu? That's how far we need to go in terms of determining whether it's meat or it's not meat. Clearly contradicting the concept of soifa lahakshos. So the Gemara says, Amaleh, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Tana hani, v'hu adin lahanach. Meaning, the Mishnah mentioned exceptions. The Mishnah mentioned Rosh Eknafayim and the Schusim. So says Rabbi Yochanan, I hold that these Gidin that are soifa lahakshos are like the Rosh Eknafayim and the Schusim. Why? Because hani, my timer. What's the reason that the Rosh Eknafayim and the Schusim are considered basar? Even though technically in the Shara Gadol they're not roi lachilo, because the hamazakli b'shara gadol b'shlaka. Because even though to eat it roasted maybe they wouldn't be roi lachilo in the Shara Gadol, but if you cooked it a lot at that point it would be roi lachilo. Hanachinami mesachli b'shara gadol b'shlaka. The reason I hold that these gidin that are soifel lahakshos basa hashtaz lina, the reason I hold that we look at it as eichel is because even when it's soifel lahakshos it's going to be roi lachilo al yedei bishel. It's going to be roi lachilo al yedei shlaka. So being that's the mitzius, so really my halach is like the Rosh Eknafayim and the Schusim, and it's for that reason it's treated like Oichel Rain. Only Rabbi Yirmiyahu and the Rabbi. Rabbi Yirmiyahu told Rabbi Abin, "Ki azus kamid Rabbi Avoh." When you go to Rabbi Avoh, Rami, they ask him the following question. So Rabbi Abin was on his way to Rabbi Avoh. Rabbi Yirmiyahu told Rabbi Abin, "I have a question for Rabbi Avoh. I'm not on my way there. You are. So please relate the following question." So Rami, what was the question? Mi amar Rabbi Yochanan, gidin shesayfin lahakshos nimna leim bepesach. Rabbi Yochanan, we just said, holds that if you have gidin shesayfin lahakshos, I think of the gidin and the tzavar, the halach is, we look at it as being baser. Alma, basar, basar, hashtoz lina. Because we look at the mitzvahs right now. How can it be Rishlokish? Once asked Rabbi Yochanan the following question. If you have the skin of the head of a young calf, mahu, Shiyatama, is that or does it have a din of basar? Does it not have a din of basar? Now the context of that shayla was chulundaf kuf chav beis perik arva roitiv. Not the first time perik arva roitiv came up recently. Hot perik. And in perik arva roitiv, the sugya is tumas oichlan. So they were discussing over there whether the oir of the head of an egel arach is considered oichel. Or it's not considered oichel. So this is the question Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. But Amalei and he told him ein metama. That no, it's not considered oichel. Alma, why would it be considered oichel? Right now it's soft. It should be oichel. Alma basa b'seif azlina. Must be because we look at not what it is right now, but where it's heading. And being that at some point it's going to be hard, at that point it's not going to be oichel anymore. So you see, it's not really considered oichel. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu thought this was a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. As it relates to gidin shetsoif and lahakshos, regarding if it's a considered Basner for the Karban Pesach, what would Rabbi Yochanan say? Yeah, Nimnan Alei in the Pesach. We treat it as meat for the Karban Pesach. Why? Because Basner Hashnaz Linan. As it relates to the Sugin Arva Reitev, same situation. It's not Gidin Shetzlaif and Lakshos, it's the Or of the Rosh of an Egel Arach, which is also at some point going to be not edible. And there he treated it not as Oichel. He said, Ein Metame. Why? Not Basar Hashta, Basar Lebesoifas Linan. So that was the question. Do you look at now or do you look at later? Amaleh. So Rav Abin related this question to Rav Avo. He said that this is a kasha that Rav Yirmiyahu asked me to ask you. So he told him, the Ramal Acholik Kashla Kimche. Whoever asked me this question, he didn't do his research properly before he asked it. Because had he known the rest of the story between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish asked this question to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan responded. But this is apparently where Rabbi Yirmiyah's information ended. But had he known what happened after, he would have never asked the question. You know why? Because Ahadabe Rabbi Yochanan, Legabe de Reish Lakish, because Rabbi Yochanan actually told Reish Lakish, Al tak niteni shabaloshin yochid ani shayna oisa. Because Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, when they discussed these sugyas, they handled the shayla. And Rabbi Yochanan specifically said that my halacha of Gidin Shetsoif and Lahakshois Nimnen Aleim, because Yigob Asa Hashta was not a Libet Kuli Alma. It was Beloshin Yachid Anishayma. He was saying it in the opinion of a Loshin Yachid. Rashi over here quotes the whole Gemara in Masechta Tzchulin. But what we need is that he was trying to say that was not said a Libet Kuli Alma, but rather that was being said in the opinion of a Yachid. If that's the case, it's not really a stira. Because one Rabbi Yochanan was going a Libet Kuli Alma, a Libet Halacha, the other Rabbi Yochanan was going Beloshin Yachid. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, Shevesa Etzen, if somebody breaks the bone, the Pesach HaTar, of a carbon Pesach that's tar, a kosher carbon Pesach, HaRezim Loi Karbon. The Loch is, he gets Malkus for what he did. So it says in the Torah, the Etzem Loi Sish Berubo, you're not allowed to break the bones of a carbon Pesach. It's a Lois Nasei, it's a Lav Sheyesh Boi Maisa, you get Malkus. So if somebody would break the bone of a carbon Pesach, we'd get Malkus. The Chiddush is that it has to be a Pesach Tar. It has to be a kosher carbon Pesach. Avala Moiser Betar. What would be if somebody violates the Lav of Noiser? Or Vashoiver Betame, if somebody would break the bone of a carbon Pesach that's Tame, a non-kosher carbon Pesach, meaning a possible carbon Pesach, any like us above, then he would not get Malkus. The Mishnah said three things. If somebody breaks the bone of a carbon Pesach, he violates Vesem Leisish Berubai, Malkus. Pashit, it's a Lois Sase. It checks off all the boxes for Malkus, you're going to get Malkus. If someone violates the Iser of Shviras Etzem with a not kosher carbon Pesach, Einoi Loike Sarabon. Is it Osir? Mishnah just says you don't get Malkus. If somebody is over the lav of a loisa siru menu ad baker, so not shviras etzem but noiser, so there the halacha is, you do not get Malkus. So there's one case where you get Malkus, and there are two cases where you don't get Malkus. The case where you get Malkus is Pashut. The two cases where you don't get Malkus are not so Pashut. Why don't you get Malkus for violating the Issa noiser? It's a loisa say. Why don't you get Malkus if somebody breaks the bone of a Pasul carbon Pesach, that's going to be the topic of the rest of the daf. I understand, that's easy. Why, if somebody violates the Isser Noiser, even with a kosher carbon Pesach, you don't get Malkus. The Tanya, it's a Mefurisha Braisa. And this is an often quoted Braisa in Shas. If you look at the Masoreis HaShas, Sanhedrin Samach Gimel, Shavuos Daf Gimel, Makis Daf Dalet, Makis Daf Tezayin, Chulun Daf Pei Beis, Chulun Daf Tadeg Aleph, Chulun Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, Tmura Daf Dalet. This is quoted throughout Shas. It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to leave over from a carbon. Rabbi Yehuda said that you don't get Malkus for the lav of Loisei Siru Mimenu Ad Boiker. And the reason is because after the Torah said Loisei Siru Mimenu Ad Boiker, it says V'hanoisei Mimenu Ad Boiker Be'ish Disroifu, meaning it's a Lois Nasei, but it's a Lois Nasei Shenite Klasei, and any Lois Nasei Shenite Klasei, you don't get Malkus. Why don't you get Malkus for a Lois Nasei Shenite Klasei? Meaning any Lois Nasei that you can correct, you can farecht with an assay, you don't get Malkus. So if you look at the last Rashi on the Yomah, this Rashi is in a few places in Shas. Kol lav shenite klasei ein loiken olo. Any lav shenite klasei, you don't get Malkus. The mashma zuhi takon asay. Malkus is the tikkun for the lois nasei. But whenever the Torah gave an assay, the assay is now the tikkun. So if the assay is the tikkun, then why are you getting Malkus? Im taver al alav, assay zois vihinotso. Beautiful lashon. You can be saved. You can be speared from Malkus, nishkishmak. So you have a way of getting out by doing the assay. Va'oid, Rashi says, and not just that, the loidomi, the lav de chasima, shan Malkus nismachol. What's the makar to Malkus? What was the paradigm of a lav for which you get Malkus? Loisachsim sharbedishon. So any loisa say that's not similar to loisachsim sharbedishon, you don't get Malkus. What lav shenitik lasei is not similar to loisachsim sharbedishon. As a result, you don't get Malkus. So why is there no Malkus on a lav shenitik lasei? The sugis of lav shenitik lasei are coming up, by the way. So why is there no Malkus on a lav shenitik lasei? Rashi says two reasons. Number one, the Malkus is a tikkun. Over here, the Torah said that the asei is the tikkun. Im taver la lav asei zois vehinotzel. But oy, it's not similar to the lav of leisachsim shorbedisha. Leisachsim shorbedisha is not a lav anitik lasei. So if leisachsim shorbedisha is not a lav anitik lasei, so you don't get Malkus on a lav that's not a lav anitik lasei. This is Rabbi Yaakov Shita. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yaakov, so I mean Hashem who said, this is not the reason. You want to know why there's no Malkus for the lav of Noisa? Nothing to do with lav shenit glase. Elamishum davalu lav shen be maisa. It's because it's a lav shen be maisa. You don't get Malkus for lav shen be maisa. Why is Noisa a lav shen be maisa? Very simple. Because how do you have Noisa? Not by doing something, by not doing something. The basar is there. Once you shecht it, you have the basar. What you're supposed to do is supposed to eat it. By not eating it, you have noiser. So it happens b'sheva al ta'isa. I mean that it happens b'sheva al ta'isa. So it's for that reason you're not going to get malchus. Why did Rabbi Yehuda not say what Rabbi Yaakov said? Why did Rabbi Yehuda say it's because it's a lav hanitik lase? Why didn't he say it simply because it's a lav she'en b'maisa? This is Rabbi Yehuda shita in Shas. Rabbi Yehuda who holds that you get malchus for a lav she'en b'maisa. Regardless, two reasons, says the Gemara, why you don't get malchus for the lav of noiser. Either because it's a lav she'enitik lase, or it's because a lav she'en b'maisa. Two reasons. Hatzad Hashava Shabahen is that Dvarim Ma'imdim Berume Shaloiva Mamish, and there's sugis and sugis and sugis that attach to it, but the Gemara immediately gets past that. This is not going to be the topic of the sugi. Someone says, I understand why you don't get Malkus for the love of Noiser, either because the love Shem Teklase, or it's because the love Shem Be'maiz, El Shoyva B'tamei Minolon. But the Mishnah said something else which I don't understand. The Mishnah said that you don't get Malkus if you violate the Isser of Shviras Etzem with a carbon Pesach, that's Tamei. Why not? It says in the Torah, Etzem Leisish Berubay. There's no distinction in the Pasuk between a kosher carbon Pesach or a non-kosher carbon Pesach. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah? That if somebody would break the bone of a carbon Pesach that's Tamei, or carbon Pesach that's not really lachilo, that the halacha is, and you wouldn't get malchus. It's learned out from the following pasuk. The etzem leisish berubay. The Torah said the word bay, and we learn from there bay bekasha v'loy bepasul. Only from a kosher carbon, not from a pasul carbon. On that note, zok the gemara brights. Tana rabbanim etzem leisish berubay bay bekasha v'loy bepasul. The reason you don't get malchus, there's no iser shviras etzem on a carbon pasuk that's pasul, because the Torah added one word bay. Doesn't say kosher pasul, it says bay. And Bai teaches me Bai Bakasha for Lai Bapasa. Rebbe and the Rebbe said a different reason. It says in the Torah, Bebayas Echod Yeyachel. And then at the end of the Pasik, it says, Ve'etzem Loi Sish Berubai. And we learn from here, Kolaroi Lachilo, any carbon Pesach that you could fulfill the mitzvah of Bebayas Echod Yeyachel, Yesh Bai Mishum Shviras Etzem, has the laugh of Etzem Loi Sish Berubish. Ain't Roi Lachilo. But if you have a carbon Pesach that you can't eat, Ain't Bai Mishum Shviras Etzem, you're not going to have Shviras Etzem. So again, the Pasuk says, Bebayas Echod Yeyachel, Loi Soitzi Min Habayas Min Habasor Chutzah, Ve'etzem Loi Sish Berubai. So it's one Pasuk. Bebayas Echod Yeyachel is the beginning of the Pasuk. Ve'etzem Loi Sish Berubai is the end of the Pasuk. So said Rebbe, the only time you're over the Isner of Ve'etzem Loi Sish Berubai is if it's a Basna that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Bebayas Echod Yeyachel. In other words, we have two Mekairos now that if somebody breaks the bone of a carbon Pesach that's not a kosher of carbon Pesach, he didn't violate the Isser of Ve'etzem Loi Sish Berubai, hence the Lach in the Mishnah that there's no Malchus. Ve'etzem Loi Sish Berubai, Boy, because of a loy b'pasul, b'bayis echad ye'achel v'etzem loisish berubai. Only a basar, only a carbon with which you can be mekayim the mitzvah. Otherwise, says more my benai. What's the nafkamina? And the Gemara now is going to say eight nafkaminas. And this shayla and the eight nafkaminas, not hard, is going to take us until the end of the daf. Zok the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said the first nafkamina. He said Pesach haba betomet ikibenah. Very gishmak nafkaminas. He said, you want to know what the nafkamina would be? What would be if Klal Yisrael bought the carbon Pesach? They brought up a Toma, right of the Yidden with Tome, Toma Hutchu Betzibur, Toma Dchuy Betzibur, or as we've learned, even if all the Yidden were Tar, but all the Kehana were Tome, or better, even if all the Yidden were Tar, all the Kehana were Tar, but the Klishares were Tome. The point is, where the Pesach is being brought Betoma, the Mandama Kosher, according to Mandama, that says Kosher, Hai Pasalu, this carbon Pesach is considered Pasal. Why? Because it's being brought betumah. So, being that it's being brought betumah, it's considered possible. The man of roi lachilo, according to the man number that says that it has to be roi lachilo, b'bayis echad yeyochel, haynami roi lachilo. This carbon pesach has roi lachilo, because we know carbon pesach. Whenever you have tumah hutchu betzibur, tumah tchuyu betzibur, not only could you bring the carbon, but you could also eat the carbon. So the Gemara says gishmak. If the makaris, and this is going to be the theme of all the makaris, so it's kedai to just stop for a moment and let's take this in. If the makaris boy. Big kosher of a loyal apostle. So then the definition is it has to be kosher. It's all about is this kosher as apostle? If the makar is b'bayis echad yeyachel v'etzem leisish berubai, then the emphasis is not kosher, but the emphasis is roi lachilah. So you see what I mean? It's the same thing, right? If it's kosher, it's roi lachilah. If it's roi lachilah, it's kosher. As we'll see now, eight nafkaminas. It's not always the same. Here's the first nafkamina. A pesach haba betumah is considered apostle. Rashi says, because tumah tchuya hi betzibur. It sounds like if you'd hold tumah hi betzibur, tumah hutra betzibur, maybe this teretz wouldn't work. But if tumah is tchuya betzibur, that means it's pasul. Really, there's tumah. Narvas, Tumas Tchuyah B'Tzibur. So if the requirement is a kosher carbon Pesach, you don't have a kosher carbon Pesach. If, however, the requirement is that it has to be Roy L'Achilo, even if Tumas Tchuyah B'Tzibur, at the end of the day, it's going to be Roy L'Achilo. That's the first Nafkamino. Rabbi Yosef Amar Yosef said the second Nafkamino. Ki'ay Gavnan Dekuli Alma Ema Mishum Shvira Setzim. No, in this case, where the Pesach has been brought by Tumah, everybody would hold that there's no Issa Shvira Setzim. Says the Gemara Elo, what is the Nafkamina? Skip the next line, says the Bach. Nafkamina would be if you had a carbon Pesach that was kosher, meaning it was kosher, and then later it became possible. Meaning you did all the avodas bekashrus, the shechita, the kabbalah, the ilach, and the zrika, everything was done bekasher, and then afterwards it became possible. That says it has to be kosher or kosher. The carbon's kosher. You can't tell me the carbon was not kosher. It was brought kosher. So we look at it as kosher. But according to the Mandaman, it says as be roi lachila. If it became not roi lachila after the zrika, even though the carbon was brought in a kosher way, how hash the lab roi lachilo? But right now, could you eat it? Tachlis. No. If that's the case, it's not good. Abaya says, no, everybody holds in this case, there won't be an Issa Shvira Setzim. My time, hash the miyasa apostle. Because right now it's possible. So if right now it's possible, right now it's possible. Meaning, Abaya didn't like this nafkamin. Elo Shvira Setzim, boy, don't make a bayna. You know what the nafkamin would be? Are you allowed to break the bones of a carbon Pesach, Meboidyoim, an Erev Pesach? Meaning, the Zman of Akrova's carbon Pesach was Boidyoim, was Erev Pesach, Yudal Nisan. But the Zman of Achila's carbon Pesach was Belel Tesvav. What if somebody would break the bone of the carbon Pesach, Meboidyoim? Lamando, my kosher. According to Mandama, that says the requirement is asked to be kosher. Kosher. It's a kosher carbon Pesach. It's kosher, Meboidyoim. Well, you tell me it's possible? It's kosher. It's not because it's manachilo, but it's kosher. So, at the end of the day, it's kosher. So, l'churi, you'd violate this. Manam roi l'achilo. But according to Manam, it says it has to be roi l'achilo. Hashal abar achilo. Right now, it's not roi l'achilo. Meisvei. Freit the Gemara, kasha on this last nafkamina. Rebbe, I mean, Rebbe says, Nimnin al moyach sheberoish ve'ein nimnin al moyach shebekulis. That loch is that the moyach in the roish, the marrow that's inside the head of the animal counts as basar. Meaning, when you're allocating the meat of a carbon Pesach to different people that want to sign up, you have to make sure that everyone has a kezias. So what about the mayach that's inside the rosh? Is that considered basar or is it not considered basar? So Rebbe says, yes, the imnel mayach shebekulis, but the mayach that's inside the shoulder or the thigh of the animal, the kulis, that's not going to count. Al mayach shebereish, my time, what's the reason mayach shebereish counts? Hayo v'yachal l'goyre loitzia. Because we're going to see in tomorrow's daf that it's also to break the bone of an animal to take out the moyach. Even though you could have had a havamina, maybe you should be able to, as we'll see, very gishmaki gemara. But at the end of the day, it's also. So says the gemara, what's the reason that the moyach of the roish counts? I am not allowed to break the bone. The teretz is because there's a way to take it out laparoscopically, right? You can take it out without actually breaking the bone. Says the Gemara of Esau, but if you're going to tell me that you're allowed to break the bone of a carbon Erev Yontif, that you can take out all the Mayach, you just break it all Erev Yontif, and like this, you'll be able to take it out. Why do we have a whole sugya about how do you get the Mayach out of the bones? If there's a mandama that holds that Erev Pesach, there's no Issa Shvira Setzim, so you just solve this dilemma that we're going to see Chazal were very troubled with. How do you get the Mayach? Right, there's this major catch 22 when it comes to the carbon Pesach. You have to eat all the basar. If you don't, it's nicer. And yet, a lot of the basar is in the bones. And that's what's Ishbarubai. So what do you do with the bones, the marach that's inside these bones? How are you supposed to get it out? So says the Gemara, I don't understand what this whole issue is. Just clap all the bones before Yontif, you'll take out the Mayach. You're not going to have a problem. So the Gemara says, Abaya. So Abaya is going to tell you, Litamech, I understand, according to you, so you're telling me there's no way to get the bones out? I'll tell you where you can take the bones out. You can take the Mayach out. At night, even, meaning even when for sure there's an Isser of Shviras Etzem, you can take coals, Venecha Soleil, put it on top of the bone, Venikla, burn it a little bit, Venafkal Mayach today, and that's going to cause the Mayach to go out. So apparently there's a procedure that you can do that's going to cause the Mayach to come out even without breaking the bones. Venim Nioleil, and then you'll have all of it. D'atanya, what do you mean? Maybe that's not okay. How do you know you let it burn the Datsomis? You don't let it break them. Maybe you can't burn an atzam. Before Shabbat, it's not. So you're bad tzomis. If someone burns that tzomis, if somebody cuts the gidin, anybody mishon shviras atzam. That's something you're allowed to do. So Abaye says, I don't understand. You're trying to come up with etzes, had to get the mayach out. There's etzes. You can even do it on yontif. You don't have to do it every yontif. I mean, the fact that I'm telling that Chazal were worried about the mayach, it's not a right. You can't break the bones every yontif because etzes. We can figure that out. You can do it at night. Elamayis lachlamei. So why did Chazal not like the etzah? It's bashit. It's because it's a little too touchy. because of gzeiris. Abaya mishon peka. Abaya was worried that you're going to heat the bone on one side. That's going to cause the mayach to come out, but maybe some other part of the bone is going to crack. You know, maybe some other part of the bone is going to end up having a problem. That's my situation. Rav Amram has to catch him. He's just worried. Because when you burn the bone, you know what's going to end up happening? You're going to burn some of the mayach also. Can't burn the mayach. You have to eat the mayach. You're being mevatel the mitzvah. You're being mafsid kachem. That's not something you're allowed to do. The kamafsid lebi yadayim. Says the Gemara, Dilman achel nurim mayach didem. Because maybe the Nura, the fire, is going to burn a little bit of the mayach. Meaning, even though there's eitzes, Chazal didn't like the eitzes, because they were worried about gzeres. But yoyim namis, I could say the same cheshman, as it relates to why not just crack the bones with yoyim, gzeres, but yoyim, atomich shechashaycha. Because again, Chazal will worry that if you do it with yoyim, you may end up doing it at night as well. Zok, the Gemara, like Rapapa said, Kolki, I gafni yeshma mishun shvira satsim. Nah, this whole shtickle Torah, there's no question there is an issue shvira satsim on earth. After all this, of course there is. My time, Lord, because a night is going to be Roy Lachilo. So if a night is going to be Roy Lachilo, so it's for sure Elo. So what's the nafkamin? Again, we have two makaris, how you know? There's no itz of Esmalay Sishbaru when it comes to a carbon pasach. That's possible. Either because it says boy, boy bekash of a labor possible, or it says vayas echad yayachel, and then it says Esmalay Sishbaru. What's the point? Either it's because it has to be kosher, or it's because it has to be Roy Lachilo. We're trying to figure out what's the difference between Kosh and Roy Lachilo. So Gemara says, maybe I have a different afternoon. We're talking about an Aver of the Karban Pesach that was Yoitze. So what does Yoitze mean with a Karban Pesach? Yoitze means different things for different Karbanas. Karban Pesach is Kosh and Kalim. So Yoitze means it left the Choy Mois Yerushalayim. So in the event that one Aver was Yoitze, but it was Yotze Miktsosai, it didn't go out all the way, it was Yotze Miktsosai. Now an Aver that's Yotze Legamri, you're done. The Aver is possible. But what if it's only Yotze Miktsasei? So this is going to come up a little bit more in tomorrow's daf, but we'll just learn it to the extent that we need it right now. Mandama kasher, mandama that says kasher, hakasher. At the end of the day, the halacha is, it's okay. Umando amay roi lachilo, hay lav barachilo. Kedetanya, we learned in the Brais, from Shmuel b'nei Shabbat Yechim, right, go'omer, Eva shem Yotze Miktsasei, and Eva that was Yotze Miktsasei, v'shavroi, ein boi mishom shviras etzem. There's not going to be shviras etzem. Now, Tosfos struggles very much, and to understand Pashto Pshat in this Gemara. It's not such an easy Gemara to understand. But basically, what the Gemara is saying is that if you have an Eva that was Yotze Miktsasei, the chelik that was Yotze, that you're not allowed to eat. But the chelik that's inside, that chelik, you would be allowed to eat. Which means, theoretically, as it relates to the Issa of Atzim Leisish Baruba, you wonder if you can break the bone of this Aver. So I would say, I don't know, the one that's outside, that's possible. The one that's, the part of it that's inside, that's kosher. That would have in it the Issa. But the Gemara is saying that as it relates to this Shailah, it could be with, it would happen afkemino. Because it's true, so listen to this, the Chelik that's inside is kosher, but it's not really Lachil. Taisa doesn't understand why. What's the difference? Tema, amai chosher like kosher, tfei mi bar achilo. Hamasha ene roi lachilo, laf kosher. At the end of the day, you have an aver. Miktsasis bachutz, miktsasis bifnim. Miktsasis bachutz, that's a problem. That's yoitza. The miktsasis that's bifnim, that's okay. Says the Gemara, that's the nafkamina. If the criteria is kosher, so then the miktsasai that's bifnim is kosher. So you, there would be an iser of etzem leisishbaru boy on the chelik that's inside. If the criteria is barachila, even the miktsasi that's bifnim is not barachila. And again, Taish says he doesn't understand why. But either way, that is the Gemara. Sheish is bred every day. Amr sheish bred every day. Everybody would agree that there's no iser over here. Why the high aver hapasnulu? Because at the end of the day, miktsasi went out, and once miktsasi went out, even the miktsasi that's inside, there's not going to be an iser. Elosh kol shviras etzem benot yekibenai gishmak enaf gemina. You know what the nafkamina would be? What would be if you're in the middle of roasting the Karban Pesach, but it's only half roasted? It's not completely roasted. So we know the Karban Pesach had to be eaten roasted. It says in the Torah, Al toichlu mimenu no. You can't eat it half roasted. The mandama kosher, according to the mandama that says that the criteria is kosher, right? It has to be kosher. Or kosher, it's kosher. You can tell me it's possible. You just have to roast it a little bit longer. But it's kosher. Mandama roi lachilo. Koin mandama says it has to be roi lachilo. Hashtein roi lachilo. Right now it's not roi lachilo. Nachma Yitzchak Amen. Kolki agam niyesh bei mishum shvira satsim. Everybody holds this in this shvira satsim. If it's half roasted. My time. Toch chazi lachilo. Because it's chazi lachilo. The matfi leva achilo. All you have to do is roast it a little bit more. It's going to be roi lachilo. Elo shvira sa aliyah kibinai. Another gishmak in afkamina. What would be if somebody broke the bone in the aliyah? The aliyah is the tail, and it was one of the emurim of the Karban Pesach. So the aliyah of the Karban Pesach had to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So what would be if somebody breaks the bone of the basar of the Karban Pesach that went on the Mizbeach? Very gishmak. Mamandam HaKosher. Kurdu Mamandam says, the Issa Ve'etzel Le'Sish Berubai is about, is it a kosher carbon, is it not a kosher carbon? Kosher. It's kosher lakhtar. But according to my name, it says, this basar is not roi lachilo. It's the ainer roi lachilo. The aliyah l'gvaya salka. Because the aliyah ends up being burned. So being that this particular piece of meat, where the bone is that you broke, is not roi lachilo, maybe that's not roi lachilo. Ravashi said, kol ki agav nevadi ein boi mishum shmira tzatzim. No, in this case, for sure, there's not going to be a shmira tzatzim. The vadi ainer roi lachilo klal. This is not roi lachilo. It goes on the mizbech. Ela evish ainol of kizayis basar gemina. You know what the nafkamina would be? If you had an aver that didn't have a kezayis baser, and you went and you broke the bone. Man, I'm a kosher. Kundi, my says it's all about kosher. Kosher. Man, I'm a roi lachilo. Kundi, my says it has to be roi lachilo. Didn't shir achilo v'lachilo. Roi lachilo is not enough that you could eat it, but you can fulfill the mitzvah. And the mitzvah is not a chatzi shir, a full shir of a kezayis. So being that you need a full shir, so if it's roi lachilo, I don't have roi lachilo. If it has to be kosher, even a half a kezayis is kosher. Ravina, my Ravina said, kol ki I got no less mishum shviras atza. No, that's not enough gemina. The being shir achilo. Why? Because you for sure need a shir achilo. Meaning that's for sure not a basa where there's going to be an etzem v'lo yisish perubay. El evish enol kizayis basa b'makom zeh. V'yesh olav kizayis basa b'makom acher ikibay nayo. Then afkemina would be if you have a little bit of basa on one side and you have, meaning this chelik of the bone where you cracked it didn't have a kizayis. The bone, really the aver has a kizayis. But the part of the bone that you cracked, that didn't have a mandam a kosher or kosher. Mandam says kosher, it's kosher. Mandam roi lachila bin and shir achila bin mokim shvira. It's not enough that you have a shir achila, but it has to be physically. I mean, if you have an aver that doesn't have a kezayis baser, says Ravina, there's no way you're gonna. It's not gonna be a problem. When is there a shayla? When is there a shayla? The shayla is where you have a kezayis on the aver, but in the mokim shvira, the place where this fracture is, over there you don't have it. That's what the shayla is going to be. Either way, we could breathe for a second. The Gemara just brought 8 nafkaminas in this shayla. So from a high, super high level, the shayla, the Mishnah said that there's no iser to break the bone of a carbon pesach that is tameh. Vashoyver b'tameh, meaning apostle carbon, ain loikes arbon. You don't get malchus. And the question was why? And the Gemara brought a braisa. The braisa had 2 makaris. Tanakama in the braisa says, it says v'etzem loisish beru boy. Boy is where it says kosher. Boy be kosher, boy be pasul. Rebbe said it says in the pasuk, "Babayis echad yeyachel," and then the end of the pasuk is "Vatzim leisish beru boy." It has to be something that's roi lachmila. Sounds like the same thing, right? Just 2 different ways of essentially the same makar. So the Gemara said, "May benayu." So the Gemara said, "A shenayim all does nafkaminas," because really, as similar as the 2 makaris sound, they're very, very different. Because boy, because of the apostle, means the emphasis of that is it has to be a kosher of carbon pesach. So bayis echad yeyachal, the emphasis is that it has to be roi lachilo. So the Gemara says, what would be the nafkamina? And the Gemara gave a list of 8 nafkaminas. Pesach haba b'tumah. Pesach haba b'tumah is not kosher if you hold tumah tchuyah b'tzibur, but at the same time, it's roi lachilo. What would be if the carbon had a shasa kosher and then something happened? It's kosher because you did a shchit gabal loy lachas rikit. That's what defines kosher in a carbon. But if right now, if the basar became problematic, so you're going to have an issue. What would be if you broke the bones on Erev Pesach? It's a kosher animal, but you can't eat it yet, Erev Pesach. What would be if you have an Eva Shayatza Mikzasa? Tosfos says tame, but that's a little bit of a hard Gemara. What would be if you were in the middle of roasting the basar? It was not, it was halbgebruten, and then afterwards you broke the bone. So is it kosher? Of course it's kosher. You just have to roast it a little bit more. But at the same time, is it roi lachilo? No, it says in the Torah, ta'ichel menu, no. You got malchus if you eat it right now. I've had enough. What would be if somebody broke the bone of the aliyah, the basa that goes on the mizbeach? Is it kosher? It's kosher. Of course it's kosher. It's gaval. It's achilas mizbeach. But at the same time, it's not roi lachilo. It's not roi lachilas adam. So if the criteria is roi lachilas adam, it's going to be an issue. What would be if you had a bone, a part of an afer, right? The bone is this afer, and you don't have a kizayis basar. If it's kosher, the mice, it's kosher. If it has to be roi lachilo, maybe you need the shear. I mean that the shear is kizayis, you would have to have a kizayis. Or alternatively, the same thing with a knech, and that is not if there's no kizayis basar at all, but maybe there was a kizayis basar, but in the point of the fracture over there, b'mokin the shvira there wasn't, maybe that would be the nafkamina. So how do we resolve this? We have all these nafkaminas. Is everybody right? A sum of damiron. What's the final analysis? So the Gemara says, Tanya karba minayu. We have a braisa, one braisa, not 4 braises, but one braisa that supports 4 of these nafkaminas. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Yoimi, Rabbi said, the bayis echod yeyochel, the etzem leisish buru by al kosher uchayev, vein uchayev al apostle. kumt Rebbe, and he says as follows. Interesting that we use the lashon kosher, even though Rebbe's the one that said that it's about roi l'achilo. But says Rebbe, so what's the nafkimino? If it had a shasa kosher, meaning it was kosher. However, then something happened to it. Now it's not roi l'achilo. There's no way a shvira zetza. Why? Because there's no b'bayis echel yochel. It has to be roi l'achilo. Yesh boy achilo. Yesh by shir achila. If there's a shir achila, yesh by mishum shvira zetzen. Then there's going to be a shvira zetzen. If it has a shir, there's a shvira zetzen. Ein by shir achila. If there is no shir achila, ein by mishum shvira zetzen. Haroi lemizbeach, ein by mishum shvira zetzen. If it's roi lemizbeach, ein by mishum shvira zetzen. It's all rabbi. Why? Because not roi lachila. It's not roi lachila. You don't have the shir. Not roi lachila because it goes on the mizbeach. So there's no shvira zetzen. And then finally, b'shas achila yesh by mishum shvira zetzen. There is a shvira zetzen. It's only b'shas achila. Even though it's just as kosher. When it's not the Shas Achilo, it's just as kosher when it's Yudalit. But still, B'Shas Achilo, Yesh by Mishum Shvira Zetzem, Shaloi B'Shas Achilo, Ein by Mishum Shvira Zetzem, but Shaloi B'Shas Achilo, there isn't going to be an Issa Shvira Zetzem.